Here goes. The starry night. Take a long look at the clear night sky. What do you see? What could be simpler? What could be more complex? What you see is from a few hundred to a few thousand points of light. What you see is the entire visible universe. Zoom in and each point of light becomes a star, most with their own planets, many of whom could contain their life like our own. Next, let's take a look at a tree, fully clothed in its summer foliage. What do you see? What could be simpler? What could be more complex? What you see is a leaf, is a trunk supporting a leafy canopy. What you see is an entire ecosystem. Zoom in and each leaf becomes an individual factory, converting carbon dioxide to oxygen, making life possible for us. These leaves are homes to birds and insects, which in turn yield their own complex nature. Yes, the universe of which we are a part is complex beyond our ability to even begin to understand. Because of all this complexity, we need to make choices. We cannot begin to comprehend it all, but we don't need to. We just need to choose where to focus our attention. Now, instead of zooming in, let's try zooming out. Now, what do you see? You see complexity reduced to its barest essentials. You see stark beauty contained within the basic form. Enter the world of artist Vincent van Gogh. Enter the world of beauty and simplicity. Enter the world of line and color. Reduce our universe of infinite complexity to its barest essentials. Take a step back. Don't focus on the details. Take in the whole at once. Don't analyze what you see, feel what you see. I think this is the magic of Vincent and the magic of A Starry Night. I think there is a lesson in all that, in this for all of us who, encased in our modern world, seem to wish to worship this complexity. More is always better. We tend to measure everything in terms of how many and how much. If you are a rancher, how many cattle do you raise? If you are a farmer, how many acres do you till? If you are a retailer, how many items do you sell? If you are a worker, how many dollars do you make? If you are a church, how many members do you have? It's not only in our jobs that we measure things this way, it's in virtually everything we do. When we buy a house, how many square feet does it have? How many rooms does it have? When we buy a car, how many horsepower does it have? How many cup holders does it have? When we buy a TV, how many inches is the screen? How many channels can we get? When we buy a camera, how many pixels does it have? When we buy an iPod, how many songs does it hold? And the list goes on and on and on. I think the internet tends to be seen as the ultimate symbol of human achievement simply because it is the most complex entity we have yet created. Its numbers are the biggest. So in a society that appears to worship complexity in all its forms, how does someone like Vincent van Gogh fit in? How can his images of stark simplicity convey any sense of meaning to a world fixated on more is always better? I believe the lesson we get from looking at the world through Vincent's eyes is to learn to see the value of taking a step back, of learning to filter out the details and to appreciate the beauty inherent in simplicity. I think as children, we all knew this once. We learned about our world starting with simple shapes and brightly colored objects. Over time, we added new things, textures, tints, variations, and over time, our world gradually grew more complex. Over time, it also grew more distant, less accessible, less feeling. Sometimes it becomes all too much. We get so buried in the details that we lose sight of what is really worthwhile. Consider an onion. If you peel away the layers one by one, if you focus solely on the details, you burrow deeper and deeper, and what you eventually arrive at is just more of the same. Even when you reach the core, it's still the same. However, if instead of peeling away the layers one by one, you take a step back, you take a cut through the onion, immediately the beauty of its inherent structure is revealed. The ability to go back to basics, to go back to the simplicity of youth, to experience how the world feels, and to convey that feeling by removing the layers of needless detail, and to be able to convert that feeling through seemingly simple images, I think, is the genius of Vincent van Gogh. In the words of Don McLean, the beautiful images Vincent saw ranged from a starry, starry night to flaming flowers that brightly blaze, to swirling clouds of violet haze, to morning fields of amber green. However, there are two sides to every coin. Every yin has its corresponding yang. And to be able to truly experience such beauty, we must open ourselves up to the possibility of experiencing the pain as well. To be able to experience joy, we must open ourselves up to the possibility of sadness. So it was with Vincent, and so it is with us. Vincent saw all the beauty around him, but he also saw the darkness of the soul, the shadows on the hills, the weathered faces lined in pain, the ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn, the bloody rose lying crushed and broken on the virgin snow. And so it was for Vincent that in the end, pain won out over beauty and sadness won out over joy. His life may have ended in tragedy, but in experiencing Vincent's images, the same does not need to happen to us, for we can choose how much beauty and how much pain, how much joy and how much sadness to let in. We can choose to simply observe, or we can choose to partake. It's up to us. Each of us is different. Each of us has our own comfort zone in balancing between our intellect and our emotions. However, I think we can gain a great deal if we can learn to open ourselves up just a little, to simplify our lives just a bit, and learn to let our feelings guide our way once in a while rather than always playing it strictly by the numbers. Let's take a look and listen now and see if the images and sounds can evoke a sense of what I've been trying to convey. Assuming you can figure out how to turn this on.
Starry, starry night. Your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. And when no hope was left inside on that star. flies and watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn and bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin soul. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never
express my thanks to YouTube for that slideshow. I thought it pretty well did a good job of showing where I was coming from. Anyway, so where does all this leave us? Do we bury ourselves in an endless to-do list? Do we fill our every waking moment with an endless stream of trivia? Do we work ourselves into a stupor so that we don't have the time or the interest in stepping back and experiencing life's gifts, both of beauty and pain, both of joy and sadness? Do we take a step back, if only once in a while, to feel what it means to be human, to thank Vincent for the truly amazing gifts he has left us? It is not an easy choice to open ourselves up to feel the world around us. It is much easier to fill our days with a multitude of time-burning activities. If we let them, the to-do list can go on indefinitely. There is no one but us who can make the choice. Which we choose is neither right nor wrong, neither good nor bad. After all, we are Unitarians. There will be no one to atone but ourselves in the end for the choices we make. What we choose to see, what we choose to hear, and what we choose to feel. In the end, Vincent's view of the world is not for everyone. Not everyone is equipped to be able to handle it. Vincent wasn't. But it is a testimony to his genius that he was able to capture it all and make it available for all of us to see and for a few of us to understand. For most, they are not listening still. Perhaps they never will.